Imagine potentially facing prison for feeding the hungry. Well, that was the situation of today's main character, Emilia. She prayed in fear, and the answer was an explosion, literally a bomb. Stay tuned to hear the story. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Now let's dive into today's story. Today's story comes from the book The Padre, St. Pio of Pietrelcina by Father Marcellino Iasanzaniero, and it recounts the extraordinary testimony of a kind-hearted woman named Emilia, whose life took some unexpected turns. Let me take you through her story. Emilia was a very gentle woman who had married an attractive man, a hotel manager, but he was far from a faithful husband. When Emilia fell ill with severe rheumatoid arthritis, the pain left her unable to accompany her husband on his travels to various hotels he managed. And then came the day that changed everything. One afternoon, a pregnant woman knocked at her front door. You can already see where this is going. The young woman explained that Emilia's husband was the father of her child, and that her own parents had kicked her out of the house. Now, I think most people would react with anger, panic, or heartbreak, but listen to what Emilia did. She welcomed the girl into her home. She offered hospitality to the very woman involved with her husband. Despite the humiliation and grief she felt, she reconciled the young woman with her family and even promised to take care of the child. What a soul! She had every reason to lash out, and yet she chose mercy. But even the strongest spirits can get tired. A long series of hardships followed, one after another, wearing her down to the point that she fell into the bad habit of blaspheming against God. Bitterness took root where virtue once flourished. In the 1950s, some parishioners from her town invited her to travel with them to San Giovanni Rotondo. She agreed, and upon arriving at the church, she decided to go to confession with Padre Pio. What happened next left her stunned. As soon as she approached the confessional, before even making the sign of the cross, Padre Pio, with a paternal yet firm tone, reprimanded her. "Do not blaspheme anymore. No more blasphemy." Emilia burst into tears, completely overcome with emotion. She couldn't utter a single sentence. With great sweetness, Padre Pio spoke for her, listing all the sins she had planned to confess. He went through her entire examination of conscience, and she only had to confirm each point. From that day forward, she never blasphemed again. In return for her promise to remain faithful to this resolution, Padre Pio assured her of his protection and accepted her as one of his spiritual daughters. But the story doesn't end there. After her marriage collapsed, and amid the hardships of World War II, Emilia opened a small business, a bread shop. Her kind heart, however, kept getting her into trouble. You see, bread was strictly rationed by the government, and each person was allowed only a fixed amount. But Emilia couldn't bring herself to turn away the hungry. When she tallied her inventory at the end of the month, she realized she was missing ration cards equal to 700 kilograms of bread, more than 1,500 pounds that she had quietly given to the poor. Someone warned her that government inspectors were on their way to the shop. Terrified of the severe penalties, Emilia ran into the church next door, begging God to spare her from harsh punishment. She had acted from charity, but the law would only see a crime. At that very moment, an air raid began. A bomb fell into her shop, obliterating precisely the counter where all her documents and records were kept. The evidence of her crime was turned to dust. Her prayer was answered in the most unexpected way. The records were gone, nothing could be investigated, her charity remained hidden, and she was freed from worry. And with that, the story concludes. Emilia's life reminds us that God never abandons a soul that seeks him, even after years of anger or distance. One sincere confession can open the door to a whole new beginning. May any of us who are struggling find the courage, like Emilia, to return to God with trust, and may Padre Pio guide us on that path. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.